This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here, as we think about what's going on in the world and talk about what's going on in the world, this is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here to regale us with her intelligence. Victoria Keelan, likewise. And is Kara Schillen cut from that same cloth? Yes, you'll find that out here. It's good. Intelligence is a good disease to have. If you've got it, that's great. A lot of people have good ideas. Let's share them here. It becomes a daily habit with lots of people, right? Don't you folks feel like you, ladies, feel like you're in a habit? You got to be here at the same time. It's a habit. Not a bad habit, right? There's a lot of good things that we
talk about. It's an early habit, I'll tell you that.
Early habit, yes, it's an early habit. All right, so Jennifer, you've been studying. I know you. This is on your priority list. What's going on with the president is on your priority list, and also what's going on in Roswell or related areas. The UFO thing is Friday, right?
Yeah, well, everybody's been paying attention to this storm Area 51 event that's supposed to be happening. But the U.S. Navy has finally made an acknowledgement. Dougie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
They've acknowledged footage that allegedly showed UFOs hurtling through the air. And officials, they said they don't know what the objects are. They're not giving us any hints either. The objects are seen in three clips of declassified military footage, and they are unidentified aerial phenomena.
That's plural. A phenomenon is singular. Phenomena is plural.
I just like to say that word because it reminds me of the
phenomena.
Muppet movie.
Yes.
Phenomena. Anyway, this is all confirmed, according to a Navy spokesperson, and the clips were released between December 2017 and March 2018 by To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences. They appear to show fast-moving oblong objects captured by advanced infrared sensors. In footage from 2004, sensors lock on a target as it flies before it accelerates out of the left side of the frame, too quickly for the sensors to relocate it. Two of the videos from 2015, both of them, contain audio from U.S. fighter pilots attempting to make sense of what they were seeing. The audio goes something like this. "It's a blankin' drone, bro," a pilot says to his colleague. "My gosh, they're all going against the wind. Look at that thing, dude." Now, whether or not
I love that Bill and Ted are U.S. fighter pilots.
I know. So look inside the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
But these videos are pretty interesting to watch. You can see them. I don't know, Victoria, you watched them. I did, too. To me, it looks like exactly...
Yeah.
What in my mind is something, it's hard to explain what it would be. So what did you think?
Yeah, it's this oblong thing. You can see on the video, this apparently happened in daytime. And so they switched back and forth between, because the screen is black and white. So they switched back and forth and you can see it really clearly. And it's just this oblong thing that's floating there. And then out of the blue, it seems to be observed for a while. And then it just takes off to the left and just darts right off the screen. So I don't know of anything that can really accelerate that quickly, especially as these are F-18 fighter pilots who are flying.
Watch a bee fly. You know, they move pretty fast in all kinds of different directions.
No. Bees. It's not like, you need to watch the video. It's not like this.
Yeah. All right.
And this is just a small glimpse at what apparently a lot of Navy people see. Navy training ranges see these types of things all the time. And it's so funny. I had totally pushed this out of my mind. I was coming back from dinner with my cousin on Tuesday night, and it was dark. It wasn't late. It was probably 8:15, I think. And something, I don't know what it was, and I meant to look it up, and I didn't until we had this conversation. Something fell, like lit up and went across the sky. Now, I don't know. I thought maybe it could have been a shooting star. Maybe I saw a UFO. I don't know. I've got to do a little Googling to see if anybody else saw it.
Tinkle, tinkle.
There's a map of real time. I forget the name of it now, but you can Google it. There's a map of real time UFO spottings, and it's like the UFO Institute. And it has all of the different, whether it's been a flying object or whatever it is, crop circles. And it's all in real time, which really cracks me up. But yes.
UFO, the guy who runs the UFO Institute has three eyes. Have you ever seen the guy?
Okay.
Three. Come. One, two, three. While we're into what's going on in the service areas, the Army says it's hit enlistment goals. They've updated their recruitment practices. So they need, they've been trying to fill this, it was a big target. The Army leaders say they expect to exceed the recruitment goal of 68,000 new troops by the end of this month. Army missed its target last year. They had a goal of 76,000, so they have fewer needs apparently this year. First time in more than a decade, the country's largest military branch failed to reach its recruitment goal. They've been promising, though. They do a lot of nasty, devious stuff to get people, at least they used to, get young people's attention. Now, I'm not sure whether they've cleaned up their act or not. Anybody here know anyone who has gone into the Army, been enlisted, either gone on his or her own, or they've been recruited? They go to the Army recruiter station, and the Army says, we'll give you this, we'll do that, and then none of it turns out to be true, but the education quotient is pretty important, I think, for a lot of people. We are paying for the education of lots of these folks. That's how they get them to go in. But I don't know anybody who's been enlisted. It's not in my wheelhouse. My son, my daughter, I don't know anybody. Well, they're older now.
My cousin was actually lucky to come home. He was in that very well-known attack in Afghanistan by the Taliban that was made into a bunch of different documentaries. And
how long ago did he go in, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh.
What was he promised, actually, to when he went in?
I don't know what he was promised, but he doesn't have any, he doesn't seem to take issues with them at all. I mean, he after that ambush attack that he was involved with, he was ready to come home. It was scary, and that's hard for him to talk about, although he did take part in the documentary about it.
Did he?
Okay. But I don't think that he takes any issue with the government for his treatment or any lack of promises. I don't think he did school, though, afterwards. I think he just got married and went to work.
A lot of times, good skills. There's good training that goes on. A lot of people become tradespersons. They learn how to become carpenters or electricians. That's part of what happens. But the other thing, sometimes you hear people joking about what their area of expertise when they go in. They have, let's say they've gone to Volk School. And at 18 or when they graduate from high school, they have a mechanical background or they have some specialty, and the Army puts them in something that has nothing to do with what they know how to do, which always amazes me. They expect to or they want to have 500,000 new recruits by the year 2024. So in the next 5 years, they want another 500,000. I'm guessing that's not to add to, but to replace those who are coming out of the service. It's tough. Either you're in something very active or you're doing something that's very boring. And it's hard to maintain a focus, probably in either of those circumstances. Not a pleasant thing, but somebody... And the thing that bothers me about it is that people who have money don't go in, for the most part. They don't enlist. They don't, you know, unless it's in the family, the tradition. People who don't have other choices go into the Army. And I don't know that that's the best. I don't know what the solution is, but it seems that we have a lot of people who come from desperate backgrounds that don't have other choices.
Yeah, but those people have really turned their lives, and it's opened up so much for them.
Yeah, and they'd be the first to tell you that. You're right. 16 past the hour on today's DJV program. In a moment, the truth about what happened to Princess Diana.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There is a newly published book featuring the first ever interview with the man driving that white Fiat that clipped Princess Di's car before the car crash. It was 22 years ago this month. Oh, my God. And anyway, the book claims to be the definitive account of what happened, the evidence, etc. Book's called Diana, Case Solved. Dylan Howard, who is a journalist, former policeman, is out now. The authors sit down with the driver of the car, Lee Van Than, for the first interview. And so if you look at the book, there are excerpts that will start appearing this week of the book, and these guys will be all over the place pushing the book to... By the way, $22.49, I'm not getting paid to say that. But anyway, the driver of this car says he knows he's a pawn. He said there are powerful forces capable of destroying his life. So he didn't want to answer too many questions. I thought, this looks like, to me, a kind of a, this looks like a con. Yes, no, maybe? A real, the paparazzi, they say it's the real story, and then they don't give you the real story. Because he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you put Princess Diana in a story or a title, people are going to look at it and buy it because it's something that people are still interested in. But I don't really see why this guy would have more information than anybody else.
No. And a lot of other people declined to be interviewed for it. It looks like you get suckered in. Diana, case solved. There'll be somebody who'll do a... What, a Lifetime? No, that wouldn't be on Lifetime. Where would that go?
Oh, they've done tons of that already.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. On Lifetime?
Really? Sure. I don't know if it was Lifetime, but definitely one of those scripted things, yeah.
All right. Aren't you glad you stay tuned? Excuse me. I don't usually do the come-on stuff once in a while, just for fun. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Music time, 23 at the hour. Well, this is an interesting reality, ladies. There are a lot of rare test pressings of records by artists like David Bowie, Ed Sheeran, the Sex Pistols, that are going up for auction at a so-called white label event, raising funds for a music charity in England. It's called the Brit Trust. Auction, being billed as the first of its kind, takes place October 5th in Northern England at Omega Auctions. There are 300 white label records will be on sale. Releases from Liam Gallagher, Oasis, The Jam, Coldplay, Dusty Springfield, Genesis, The Specials, Lenny Kravitz, Manic Street Preachers, Mark Ronson, The Who. So those of you who are music fans, maybe collectors, can make bids online at Omega Auctions. All three major labels contributed white label LPs to the auction, as did some of the independent record labels. All the test pressings are of records that were released or reissued between 2014 and 2019. There are 20 that are signed by the original artist. Who's this?
The Specials.
I like this. I don't know them.
So what is this song called? I think it's Free Nelson Mandela.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a British
Nelson Mandela
ska group.
Really? I like this. You like this?
I love this.
Yeah, fun.
Cool. Yeah, fun. That's the right to describe it. So the test pressings, white label test pressings produced by vinyl manufacturers, what they do is the test pressing is just what it sounds like. They want to ensure that what comes out of the record is what they're supposed to be producing. The sound quality, required standards, all that stuff. So they make a handful of copies for each release. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. You don't have to say you love me, Dusty Springfield. You got a white label of this? I might even get a miss. Isn't this something about, I don't know, her voice maybe, the story. Since its formation, back to the auction, folks. They started this press in 1989. They've distributed about 25 million to Performing Arts and Technology School People, the Brit School, the UK Music Therapy Charity, Nordoff Robbins, which helps 10,000 people a year with life-limiting illnesses, physical disabilities, emotional challenges. So it's a great, this is good. I'd like to bid on that, Dusty. When are you supposed they're going to go for, though? What do you think?
I have no idea. I'm going to check it out and see
thousands of dollars?
Yeah. I guess it depends on the artist. It also depends on the song. You know, if it's like a B-side song, then, it won't go as much. But.
All right, let me know, will you, when you find out? Thank you. Fender, the guitar maker, moving into the nonprofit space. Fender Musical Instruments Corporation announcing the launch of the Fender Play Foundation, a new charity designed to provide resources and music education opportunities for young folks. As part of those efforts, the foundation is named Avril Lavigne, Chris Stapleton, Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco, Peter Wentz of Fall Out Boy, Ashley McBride, Green Day bassist Mike Dirnt as the inaugural artist ambassadors for the next year, with more to be announced later on. Over the next 3 years, the Fender Play Foundation plans to raise $3 million for educational institutions and organizations via equipment donations, personalized instruction, artist experiences, that sort of thing. Initial support will be provided to music education programs in L.A., Nashville, and Scottsdale, Arizona. That's where they are from. Fender is from. Educational institutions and organizations have an opportunity to apply for grants. Mr. Fender believed that all artists are angels, and his job was to give them wings to fly. Isn't that interesting? So, this is for artist ambassadors will help inspire
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve ends a two-day policy meeting by cutting a key interest rate. The president's been calling for it to do so, but despite the announcement of the cut, the president's still not pleased. Here's more from correspondent Wendy King.
It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there'll be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again."
Over 8 inches of rain have fallen in the Houston area since Tropical Depression Imelda made landfall on Tuesday. It's already caused flash flooding, and there could be another 5 to 8 inches of rain in that region today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we know more of what we know about the day. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Joey Keelan, thank heavens, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who knows what fate we might face were we not to have Kara there. I am looked upon as the authority figure here on this program.
God help us all.
What? Really? Why do you say that? I'm ensuring.
Because you're not a big fan of authority.
That's right, yes. Power, yes. Authority, no. I rule with an iron hand. Fear-based thinking is... No, I don't do any of that stuff. Pretty much everybody does their own thing, and it's a doggone good thing that they're all good. Because maybe that shows they know how to pick them. Maybe that's what the deal is here. Speaking of knowing how to pick things, Victoria has picked a story to start this half hour out with a focus on New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico.
Mexico.
New Mexico's governor, Governor Grisham, says that she is hoping to make college tuition free for all state residents who are looking to attend their public institutions. And they have 29 of the state's two-year and four-year public colleges and universities, and all New Mexico families, regardless of their income, for the fall of 2020 semester. That's who these people, that's essentially what this program would apply to. So it's kicking in really soon. And Grisham said this program is an absolute game changer for New Mexico. Higher education in this state, a victim of the recession, has been starved in recent years. And she said that the plan is intended to increase access to higher education to underserved populations in the state. She said New Mexicans of every income, of every background, every age, we're putting students first, and we're creating meaningful opportunity. And that's actually the name of the program. It's called Opportunity Scholarship. And it still needs to go through the legislative approval, but Grisham says that she's confident that lawmakers will be on board with it. The funds for the program would come from the state budget, as New Mexico has seen a boost in revenue from oil production. And so essentially it would cover the fees not paid for by federal grants or the state's lottery scholarship, which typically leaves 25 to 40% of college still to be paid for. And so the scholarship does not cover room and board. It just covers tuition. And the program in New Mexico would also allow for adults returning to a two-year community college to attend free of tuition and fees. And so a similar program is in New York. That only covers middle-class families making less than $125,000 per year. That qualifies them for free tuition at all the City University of New York and State University of New York education systems as well.
Can we back up a little later? Who's paying?
This is coming from a state fund, and they said...
What's the origin of the state fund? Where does the money come from?
Like I said, recent revenue boost from oil production.
That's
where the funds are coming
from. From oil production. It's not an extra tax on people, or it's not all these people who think they're going to get you to vote for them by saying college is free for everyone. Bunk 'em. Not free at all. Somebody's going to pay for it. So, and somebody's got to pay for this. I just want to know where the money was coming from. So oil taxes that are put on the oil industry by the state. That's what you're saying, I think, right?
I don't know. No. The direct quote that she said is, the funds for the program are coming from the state budget, as New Mexico has seen a recent boost in revenue from oil production.
Hocus-pocus talk. That's a lot of hocus-pocus, is it?
I think it's a good thing.
Not unless I know where the money... Where's the money coming from? I want to know where the money is coming from.
She's saying it's a boost in revenue, but she doesn't necessarily say that it's all coming from that. So you can probably, it's probably a mixture of things, right? Yeah. I mean, that's not fair.
Like she said, the lawmakers have to go through everything and before this is, you know.
I think it's a great idea if the money comes from an appropriate source, but the appropriate source is not the taxpayer.
If the taxpayers are for it
and their kids can go to college. That's the thing. If you're a taxpayer, this is what people don't seem to think about. Jen and I were talking about this yesterday with health insurance. If there's a health insurance tax, it's not going to be the same amount of what I was paying with my husband from his last company. That was $700 a month for us to have really crappy insurance with a $5,000 deductible. I would rather pay a tax incrementally over time because it's not going to equal $700 a month. And it's the same thing for this. Depending on what the tax is, some families may say, we've got three kids. We can't afford to send them to college. We'd rather, instead of paying tuition for three kids, I'd rather pay a tax. I know you're anti-tax on all levels, but sometimes it's you weigh the options, and sometimes it's actually better to pay a tax because it's less money.
I'm not disputing that, but I'm not convinced here that we've got all the answers yet. I think it's a good idea, maybe a good start, but we don't have. There's not a conclusive answer as to where the money is actually coming from. Excuse me.
The difference between education and healthcare taxes too. I think the argument it should be put out there anyway is that with healthcare, it's something that everybody is given then automatically, right? It becomes universal healthcare. Everybody gets the healthcare that they're paying into the kitty for essentially. With education, not everybody has kids. Not everybody is going to send their kids to college. Not everybody's going to take advantage of this particular college. And even if you are the family with three kids that are going to use this and send three kids to college, do you want to pay for it your whole life, I think, becomes the question. So I don't know. I think that's where a lot of people who are against these types of things probably pop up, because it's not – it's not something you're going to, it's not a service that you use every single day. And then you go, what am I doing? I'm paying all this money for what? So everybody else
but
can
use three, my money. You could also make the argument that those three kids may also be saddled with tuition debt for the rest of their lives. So it could be a lifelong thing either way.
It's a stab at something that's a real problem. And so better to take some action or to get us thinking about ways of doing this than not. Because it
also
is
New
a
Mexico,
national problem.
It is. But the one other thing that's worth mentioning, New Mexico ranked as the third most impoverished state in the country. So that's...
Behind Mississippi and Louisiana? What are the other two states?
I don't know. I just the stat just says it had a rate of 18.2%. It was according to the U.S. Census. And so
when you get out of the main cities and you drive across New Mexico, it's pretty barren, man. I remember driving across New Mexico once 4 or 5 years ago. I went 180 miles between gas stations. And you get into northern, western Mexico. Oof.
So when you think about, limitations on education, on education and job opportunity, the more education you have, the better chance you'll be able to go to the cities in New Mexico and get a job.
Get out of there. So if you want to travel somewhere in the Southwest, you can use Southwest to get there. That's how they started, little podunk airline that was supposed to serve the big cities in the Southwest. Now they're the largest by volume. They carry more passengers domestically than any other airline. And they were known for their peanuts. Well, boys and girls, now Southwest is bringing back their peanuts, but there's a catch. They will not be free. You can buy them. All you got to do is pay $29 a bag. Yes, that's... It's a tin.
How many peanuts? $29?
It's a lunchbox. It's a tin lunchbox, and it has two 10-ounce bags. So it's 20 ounces of peanuts. One is like plain, one's honey roasted.
You sell about one a day.
The box is $29. Yeah, you get the lunchbox and everything with it. That's a lot of money.
I thought the excuse to pull a peanut off the plane was because too many people are allergic to them.
Right, but now apparently no one's allergic anymore, and so they're bringing them back.
Imagine.
I don't know.
The allergies fade away when they can charge $30
for
peanuts.
What a scam. Gosh. Unbelievable. Okay, speaking of scams, I don't know whether I want to make short work of this or not. I am tired of people who take the opportunity to make trouble based on something that was done a long time ago. It's getting redundant. It's getting trivialized. The fact that Pierre Trudeau wore brown face at a party. Justin Trudeau. Excuse me.
Yeah,
Pierre is his father. maybe Pierre did
it's
it
also
too,
his middle name, but yes, Justin is what most people know him by.
Yes. Okay. He's the current Prime Minister of Canada, and re-election's going on now. So all of his opponents are finding scrubby stuff. And somebody found a picture in a yearbook of him wearing brown face at a party almost 20 years ago. I'm over this. I'm done. I'm fed up with people making trouble. If this is something he did yesterday or not, maybe last week or even last year, good. Hang him out to dry. But if it was something done at the spur of the moment, it's like reparations. We weren't around when all of these things happened. If we're still guilty of doing those same things today that were a problem 150 years ago, then we need to stand up and be counted. But to keep going back to this stuff and making something, I'm sorry, I'm over it. Done. I'm not sorry, actually, at all. I'm tired of these things being blown out of proportion. Some people will agree or disagree. You don't know. This kid, what was life like? Are you the same person today you were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago? I'm guessing no is the answer to that. So we all make stupid mistakes. To make a big deal out of it is moronic, in my estimation.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
I think the timing of it is obviously very
suspicious.
It's in the middle of an election. The only thing that I think is weird is, it's in a yearbook, but he's at this Arabian Nights party, which I'm sure people would even question now. But the one thing is, no one else is in brown face or black face or when everyone else
yeah,
is just wearing
a turban
costume.
On his, and he's got a turban on his head.
He has like his whole face painted like oil black and his hands are painted. I don't know. It's just weird that he would do it at a party where no one else is wearing it. It's an Arabian Nights party.
It's very strange.
Everyone knows what you're supposed to, like, everyone knows what your costume is because you're at a party that's themed like that. So it just
right.
seems very weird that he went so above and beyond in the costume.
That
it's not even
weird.
Realistic looking. So
the thing is like, look, and I'm with you, Doug, on this. I think everybody has something that they're probably not proud of. There's probably something stupid in their background.
Yes,
like, find me someone with a clean record and,
you know,
I'll give you $1 million because I don't know that anybody has one.
No.
But this is, it's our reaction that we can control. And what makes me mad is that Megyn Kelly, who say if you, I don't care if you like her or you don't, I'm in the middle on Megyn Kelly, but she lost her job at NBC for simply engaging in a conversation about blackface, and
yeah.
we kind of now give passes to the
Over
people
the
who
top.
Are actually wearing it.
I'm
so,
with you.
You know what?
She's not my favorite, but that was really, that was just a way somebody picked that one off of a tree to get rid of it.
But it seems like we just need to measure our response because, and this happens on both sides of the aisle, where we run people who are on the other side of the aisle for doing something through the mud, and then, no blackface pun intended, no mud, but when it happens on our side of the aisle, then we say, well, that's okay. He apologized. He was just a dumb kid. It was the same thing with Governor Northam. Governor Northam is still the governor in Virginia. And he lied about it and said he was not dressed as a KKK member. Well, Megyn Kelly lost her stupid job for just saying, why is blackface offensive? Okay, maybe she didn't know. Maybe we could have actually used that as a teachable moment to talk about why it's offensive. Instead, we canceled her. We got rid of her. She's not working anymore. She's a subject of jokes, and we've still got this Yahoo who's dressed in a KKK gear as governor. It's just unbelievably a double standard that irritates me. That's
I do think, though, in the Megyn Kelly case, her ratings were terrible, and I think that
that
was just an excuse
to get rid of her.
And get rid of her for that, then. I mean, you know, if it's her ratings, fine, but the excuse that was given was that she was insensitive. She was yanked off the air for it.
Yeah, she's lame. It was lame, yeah. It's 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
If
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After the hour, as we focus on health with a different, well, we have two different people who specialize in health info here on the program or the programs, and one of them is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, leading cardiologist from down in Mount Dora, Florida here, with his continuing focus on what's in the medical journals. I saw something that was very interesting that caught my attention, and I wondered what you thought about bananas. There's a cardiologist who's gone on the record, says that eating bananas is like a pressure washer for your insides, for your cardiovascular system. What about bananas?
Bananas is a good source of potassium. Patients who are on diuretics, we often suggest 8 milliequivalents per banana.
Really?
Bananas are healthy. I like bananas.
Okay.
But I don't think they're the wonder food. There's no single item that's going to make you healthy. But certainly, as part of a healthy diet, bananas are good. As long as you have good kidney function, have a few bananas.
Have a few bananas. Yes, we have some bananas. All right, as long as we're talking about food, Dr. Ken, let's talk about gold medal flour being recalled. People wonder about E. coli. One of the things that's missing here is the fact if you use it, and you cook it, the E. coli goes away. there's a lot of hysteria about this because I think people like to. Did your daughter like to eat cookie dough, raw cookie dough, when she was a kid?
A little bit.
Yeah. Did you?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. All right. Not something you want to do with this flour,
no,
apparently,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely not. General Mills, Doug, is recalling 5-pound bags of its gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour, common bag, commonly used in every kitchen, because they may be contaminated with E. coli, according to the FDA. The company, Doug, has issued the voluntary recall after a sample tested positive for E. coli 026, which is a potentially deadly strain of the bacteria. The affected flour was sold nationwide and has a use-by date of September 6, 2020.
Bring it back. Do not throw it away. Get your money back. And that's pretty simple. But E. coli, Listeria, Salmonella, all these things that are commonly found in stuff that isn't properly cared for. There's a lot of, I was moving some brewer's grain that we're taking now for the cows from a local brewery, and they stored it outside, and so it's been outside for a couple of days, and I opened up the lid, and there was a lot of, things on top of it that I don't want to see. I'm not going to feed that stuff to my cows. So, there's all this stuff that you got to be careful about. That's bottom line here. Also, we're talking about food. I see a study here about vegetarians having a higher risk for stroke, but a lower risk for heart disease.
This is out of the British Medical Journal this week, that people who follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, Doug, have lower odds for heart disease, but higher chances of having a stroke compared to meat eaters.
Yeah, why?
Well, fish eaters and vegetarians, they have lower BMIs and lower rates of high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, and diabetes compared with meat eaters, which explains the lower risk of heart disease in both fish eaters and vegetarians. The reason for a higher risk of stroke in vegetarians is suggested by some recent evidence, Doug, that while low cholesterol levels are protective against both heart disease and ischemic stroke, that's the kind of stroke where there's a clot in the circulation to the brain, very low cholesterol levels may be linked to a higher risk of hemorrhagic stroke. That's where the blood vessel explodes, the subtype that was found to be higher in the vegetarians.
What's a vegetarian to do? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Here's something that a lot of people are going to be excited about. There are a lot of people who are going to be excited to know there is a way around type 2 diabetes. If you're pre-diabetic, then, and by the way, one out of three of us has the problem or is likely to develop the problem. So if you or maybe somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. It's a phenomenal dietary supplement, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested. It's really a great product. If you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you need to go to Curalin.net. Get the natural support that you need and want. Curalin.net. $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Visit Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV for $20 off. That's Curalin.net.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.